Chapter 1. Question. What's in the space between? The answer? The Divine Matrix. Modern science is hot on the trail of solving one of the greatest mysteries of all time. You may not hear about it in the evening news. You probably won't see it on the front page of USA Today or the Wall Street Journal. Yet nearly 70 years of research in an area of science known as the new physics is pointing to a conclusion that we cannot escape. That powerful conclusion is the second key to unlocking the mystery of the Divine Matrix. It simply states that everything in our world is connected to everything else. Well, that's it, really. That's the news that changes everything and which is absolutely shaking the foundations of science as we know it today. Okay, you're saying, we've heard this before. What makes this conclusion so different? What does it really mean to be so connected? Well, these are very good questions, and the answers may surprise you. Because the difference between the new discoveries and what we previously believed is that in the past, we were simply told that the connection exists through technical phrases like sensitive dependence on initial conditions, also known as the butterfly effect, and theories that suggested what we do here has an effect there, we could vaguely observe that connection playing out in our lives. The new experiments, however, take us one step further. In addition to proving that we're connected to everything, the research now proves that the connection exists because of us. Our connectedness gives us the power to stack the deck in our favor when it comes to the way our lives play out. In everything from searching for romance and healing our loved ones, to the fulfillment of our deepest aspirations, we are an integral part of all that we experience every day of our lives. That the discoveries show we can use our connection consciously opens the door to nothing less than our opportunity to tap the same power that drives the entire universe. Through the connection that lives inside of you and me and every human that walks this earth, we have a direct line to the same force that creates everything from atoms and stars to the DNA of life. But there's one small catch, however, and that is simply this. Our power to do so is dormant until we awaken it. And the key to awakening such an awesome power is that we have to make a small shift in the way we see ourselves in the world. Well, as mind-boggling as it may sound, with a little shift, one little shift in our perceptions, we can tap the most powerful force in the universe to address even seemingly impossible situations, and it happens when we allow ourselves a new way of seeing our role in the universe. Well, for many people, because the universe seems like a really big place, almost too much for us to even think about, we can begin by seeing ourselves differently simply in our everyday lives. The small shift that we need is simply to see ourselves as part of the world rather than separate from the world. And the way to convince ourselves that we are truly part of everything that we see and experience is to understand precisely how that connection works. How are we connected? And what does that connection mean? And this leads us directly into the key number 3 of understanding the Divine Matrix. Key number 3 states that to tap the force of the universe itself, we must see ourselves as part of that universe rather than separate from the universe. Through the connection that joins all things, the stuff that the universe is made of appears to break the laws, at least the laws of time and space as we know them today. Though the details sound like science fiction, they're very real. Particles of light, the stuff everything is made of, that are called photons, for example, have been observed to actually bilocate. They can be in two different places separated by many miles at precisely the same instant in time. Well, from the DNA of our bodies to the atoms of everything else, things in nature appear to share information even faster than Albert Einstein predicted anything could ever travel. The information is shared faster than the speed of light. In some experiments, information has actually arrived at its destination before it ever left its place of origin. Well, historically, such phenomena were believed to be impossible. But apparently, they're not only possible, they may also be showing us something more than interesting anomalies of how these small particles work. The freedom of movement that the quantum particles demonstrate may in fact reveal how the rest of the universe works. We're made of those particles, and when we look beyond, they may be telling us how we work in the universe. While these results may sound more like the script of a futuristic Star Trek episode, they're being observed right now under the scrutiny of present-day scientists. Individually, the experiments that produce such effects are certainly interesting and deserve more investigation. When considered together, they also suggest that we may not be as limited by the laws of physics as we've believed in the past. Maybe things can travel faster than the speed of light, and maybe they can be in two places at once. And if things can, what about us? Well, these are precisely the possibilities that excite today's innovators and stir our own imaginations. It's the coupling of the imagination, the idea of something that could be possible, with an emotion that gives life to that possibility so it becomes a reality. Manifestation all begins with the willingness to make room in our beliefs for something that doesn't exist. And we create that something through the power of conscious awareness. The poet William Blake recognized the power of imagination as the essence of our existence rather than something that we simply experience occasionally in our spare time. "Man is all imagination," he said. "The eternal body of man is the imagination that is God himself." Well, philosopher and poet John McKenzie further described our relationship with imagination, suggesting that the distinction between what is real and what is imaginary is not one that can be finally maintained. All things, he said, are imaginary. In both of these descriptions, the concrete events of life must first be envisioned as possibilities before they can ever become reality. For the imaginary ideas of one moment in time to become the reality of another, there must be something that links them together. Somehow, in the fabric of the universe, there must be a connection between past imaginings and the present and the future realities. Einstein firmly believed that the past and the future are somehow intimately entwined as the stuff of the fourth dimension, a reality that he called space-time. The distinction between past, present, and future, he said, is only a stubbornly persistent illusion. So in ways that we're only beginning to understand, we find that we are connected not only with everything that we see in our lives today, but also with everything that has ever been and with things that haven't even happened yet. And what we're experiencing now is the outcome of events that have occurred, at least in part, in a realm of the universe that we can't even see. Well, the implications of these relationships are huge. In a world where an intelligent field of energy connects everything from global peace to personal healing, what may have sounded like fantasy and miracles in the past suddenly becomes possible in our lives. With these connections in mind, we must begin to think of the way we relate to our life, our families, and even our casual acquaintances from a powerful new perspective. Good, bad, right or wrong, everything from the lightest of the light and the most beautiful life experiences to the most horrible occasions of human suffering can now no longer be written off as chance happenings. Clearly, the key to healing, peace, abundance, and creation of these experiences in our careers and our relationships and all the things that bring us joy is to understand just how deeply we are connected to everything in our reality. Searching for the Matrix. If an intelligent field of energy really plays such a powerful role in how the universe works, why didn't we know about it until recently? We've just emerged from the 20th century, a time that historians may well come to regard as the most remarkable period in history. Within a single generation, we learned to unleash the power of the atom, to store a library the size of a city block on a computer chip, and how to read and engineer the DNA of life. So how could we have accomplished all of these scientific marvels yet missed the single most important discovery of all, the one understanding that gives us access to the power of creation itself? Well, the answer may surprise you. There was a time in our not-so-distant past that scientists did, in fact, attempt to solve the mystery of whether or not we're connected through an intelligent field of energy. And they did so by trying to prove or disprove once and for all as to whether or not the field even exists. While the idea of the experiment was good, over 100 years later, we're still recovering from the way that this famous experiment was interpreted. As a result, for most of the 20th century, if scientists dared to mention anything about a unifying field of energy that connects everything through what is otherwise empty space, they'd be laughed right out of the classroom or off of the university stage. With few exceptions, this idea was not one that was accepted or even allowed in serious scientific discussions. However, this has not always been the case. Since the time of the ancient Greeks, those who believed in a universal field of energy that connects everything referred to it simply as the ether. In Greek mythology, for example, ether was thought of as the presence of space itself and described as the air breathed by the gods. Both Pythagoras as well as Aristotle identified ether as the mysterious fifth element of creation, following the four familiar elements of fire, air, water, and earth. In later times, alchemists continued to use the word ether to describe the stuff that underlies everything in reality. With the birth of science, however, everything changed. The concept of the ether and even the word itself were tossed out of the literature and they were replaced with what was believed to be a modern way of thinking of the world. The mere mention of the ether field today still ignites a 300-year-old controversy as to whether or not an invisible field of energy connects everything in the universe. Almost in the same breath, it resurrects the memory of the famous experiment that was designed to prove or disprove its existence once and for all. As is often the case with this kind of experiment, the outcome raised more questions and controversy than it resolved.